Hey there, fabulous mamas. Welcome to Embracing the Mom Life Chaos Podcast. I'm Dee, your mama bestie, a wife, and a proud mom of four chaos creators. Consider me your go-to mama life coach and the master of all things kids sleep. In each episode, I'll spill the beans on my real and raw experiences with practical tips and, of course, share a bunch of laughs. From surviving sleepless nights to understanding self-discovery, we're all on this hot mess train together. I'll dish out unfiltered mom truths and the secrets to conquering them. Let's dive into this week's episode. Hey, hey, mamas, welcome back to another episode of Embracing Mom Life Chaos. I'm going to keep today's episode super short because I want to talk about busy seasons of life. And if you are in a busy season of life, you don't have a lot of time to spare, and I am totally with you. I am in a busy season of life. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that I've posted about this, that I have taken a break basically for the past 2 weeks because I have had just so much stuff going on. And that's okay. But the important thing to know is that I knew that I was in a busy season of life. I didn't just feel overwhelmed all the time. I'm not saying that I didn't have my shoulders up and that I wasn't overwhelmed most of the time, but there were little breaks and pauses along the way because I knew how to manage this busy season. Now, today is the first day that my shoulders are down, that I don't feel as much of in the busy season because there are some things that have finally ended for us that made it not be a busy season anymore, but still a majority of it is a busy season. So here are some things I want you to know about busy seasons of life. The first thing is it ebbs and flows. You will always have busy seasons of life. And I don't mean busy in that, oh, it's softball season and we're busy now, or it's soccer season or whatever it may be. I mean, you just have a whole boatload of stuff going on and you are overwhelmed and you feel like you're drowning. And it could be two things that's going on in your life, and that could feel like a busy season to you because everybody's busy seasons are different. And it's really important to know that there is another side to it because if you look back at your life, I'm sure you can say, oh man, that was a busy time in my life. That was a really busy season. Or you look forward and you say, oh wow, I'm taking a break from this, this, and this, and it's not going to feel so busy anymore. And whatever that feeling is and whatever those things that are making you feel like it is a busy season, maybe it's a new job. Maybe it's becoming a stay-at-home mom. Maybe it's sending your kid to daycare. Maybe it's picking out preschools. Maybe it's moving. Maybe it's having another child. These are all things that make busy seasons of life. And so I want to give you some quick short tips today of how to help manage those busy seasons because they're going to happen and they're going to happen often because as soon as you have kids, life truly does just get busier. I know that we're trying to keep up with the Joneses and I want you to stop because we don't have to keep up with the Joneses. We're all living our own life and we're all on our own path. And what's busy to one person, maybe not busy to another person. I have friends look at my life, but I also have four kids and they have two and they're like, wow, your life is so busy. I'm like, well, it's busy, but I don't feel overwhelmed by it. And I think that's a huge factor in a busy season versus just a busy life. We're moms, we're busy. It doesn't matter if you have one kid or four kids. We are busy human beings. So without further ado, let's just quickly talk about a couple things to help manage your busy seasons of life. One, I want you to find a way to have other people do your daily tasks. That can look like having prepared meals, ordering takeout, buying bagged salad, whatever that looks like to you, that is one option. Another option in that is to hire someone to clean your house or maybe someone to clean your laundry. Whatever it may be, hire out. Ask for help. And this is so crucial because the reality is that when we're in a busy season, those daily tasks seem like mountains. And we want to try to reduce our stress, not make more stress. So if you can reduce one area of your life, and maybe it's just getting help from your mother-in-law, or your mom, or an aunt, or a sister. And maybe it's hiring someone, whatever that looks like to you. But when you're in a busy season, what can you take off of your plate? Two, I want you to actually write down what's making it a busy season. Is it a move? Is it switching schools? Is it a new job? Is it starting daycare? Is it preparing for another child? Whatever that is, I want you to write them down. And then I want you to write down an end date if there's an end date. Like if you're having a second kid, you pretty much know you're not going 2 weeks past your due date. So you can write that that's an end date, you know, that you want your house prepared by the time you're 37 weeks, whatever that is. If you are moving, you pretty much have an idea of when you're moving. And yes, leading up to it can be very stressful. Remember, we moved across the country 1,800 miles 5 years ago when I was about 14 weeks pregnant with our third child. So I get it. Moving is stressful. A new job, I understand that too. And I know that you probably have friends who understand that too, because jobs are just stressful in general. But starting a new job is a whole nother level of stress, especially if you have lots of moving pieces with putting your kids in daycare or having someone watch them or whatever it may be. But I want you to write down what is making you have a busy season right now to see if there's anything that you know has a definite end date. And the third thing is prioritize that list, because sometimes while we feel that we're in a busy season, we decide to add more to our plate as moms. And I am 100% guilty of this. I'm in a busy season, to be honest, and it's going to take a while for me to get out of because of lots of things that we have going on. But as of a week ago, I decided to start to get my CLC, which is a certified lactation counselor. And so I started the program in this busy season of life. Did I need to start it right now? Absolutely not. Did it feel like the perfect time? It actually did. And that's okay. But guess what? I started it and I'm not rushing through it like I would if I wasn't in a busy season. I'm taking my time. And I think that's really valuable because I know that I wanted to do it and I decided to do it, but I also decided to take my time and put that at the bottom of my priority list because there are other things that I just need to get done. So I want you to just know that in this busy season of life, there are so many things that we can do to help manage our stress. And the number one thing that I will always tell moms is sleep. And that means your sleep. That means prioritizing your sleep. That means your child's sleep, prioritizing their sleep, and making sure that they're sleeping well. Because when you're not sleeping well, when your child's not sleeping well, it makes everything infinitely harder. I have been there time and time again. But if you are looking for resources to have your baby or toddler start sleeping better, maybe it's longer stretches at night, maybe it's just sleeping through the night, maybe it's having an easier bedtime routine, shoot me a DM on Instagram at @D_MamaChaosCoach, and I would love to chat with you about sleep in your home, because sleep is what it all comes down to. It is the foundation for making our days easier. It is the foundation for making us better moms. And it's the foundation for reducing our stress. So if you are in a busy season of life, and maybe you're not, but you're just ready to prioritize sleep in your home, shoot me a DM on Instagram and I'd love to chat with you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I know it was super short, but I just want to talk about this busy season of life because everyone I know right now is in a very busy season and we are all just trying to get through. Remember, we're all in this together and you always have a mama friend in me. Thanks for joining Embracing the Mom Life Chaos. If you've enjoyed today's episode, subscribe, share, and leave a review. Your feedback keeps us thriving. Remember, you're rocking this mom thing, one messy moment at a time. Until next time, mamas.